For my reading response, I wanted to talk about how language changes, like, depending on where we are and who we're talking to. I think that this prompt really connects well with the readings because they all show that communication just isn't about using the right words. It's about understanding your audience, being aware of different perspectives, and, you know, thinking how your message will be understood and heard from others. One place where I notice this the most is softball. I don't communicate with my teammates the same way I communicate with my professors or even with my family. When I'm with my teammates, our conversations are more relaxed and fast-paced, or, you know, sometimes joking around. We use softball terms that other people might not understand, and we usually don't have to explain ourselves because everyone knows the game and what lingo we're using and talking about. During games, communication is short and direct because everyone needs to react pretty quick. If I talk to one of my professors in the same way, it'd probably come across as unprofessional or a bit confusing. That shows how the setting and the audience affect the way that we communicate. This connects to Kirk St. Ament's reading about writing in global context. One of the biggest ideas I took away from his article is that writers should think about who they're communicating with before they start writing. Instead of assuming everyone understands the same thing or they take it in the same way, we should think about the audience's background, their culture, and all their experiences. Even if two people speak the same language, they still might interpret it differently because of their different experiences or ideas of something. I think that's something people forget sometimes. We often assume everyone understands the way that we intend it to be said, but that's not always true. The reading about language differences also stood out to me because it showed the idea that there's only one correct way to use language. Growing up, a lot of people hear the certain ways of speaking are wrong or less educated, but this reading explained that language changes depending on where people come from and what communities they come from or what they're a part of. Different ways of speaking doesn't mean someone is less smart or has less to say about it. I think it's an important reminder because everyone communicates differently, and those differences should be respected instead of judged or looked at differently. I see this on, like, school campuses. When I'm in class, students speak differently than they do when they're hanging out with their friends. Professors usually use more formal languages during lectures, while students might use other words, bad words, abbreviations when they're texting each other. Neither way is wrong. They're just appropriate for different situations. That's something I never really thought about before reading these three articles. I always knew I changed the way I talked depending on where I was or who I was talking to, but I never really thought why I did it. The last reading by Sandra Giles talks about reflection and the revision process. At first, I always thought revision just meant fixing grammar or a spelling mistake here or there, but her article explains that reflection helps writers really understand why they made the choice that they made and how they can improve. I think that's pretty useful because sometimes we don't realize how our audience might take things on how we wrote it down until we take a step back and think about it in their shoes. I can relate to that because I've had to write papers for school where my first draft sounded pretty good to me, but after reading it again later, I realized that there was some spots that needed to be fixed and more clear. I've also had conversations where I thought I explained something really well, but then I really took a step back and I knew that I had to fix it. Taking the time to reflect helps make communication stronger, whether it's writing a paper, sending a text or an email, or physically talking to someone in real life. All these readings help me realize that communication is much more than just grammar or vocabulary. Good communication depends on understanding your audience, respecting different languages, and reflecting on how your message is really being received. Whether I'm talking with my teammates, writing a paper for class, or communicating with one of my coaches or a professor, I naturally adjust the way I communicate based on whatever situation I'm in. After reading these articles, I understand why that matters so much. I think becoming a better communicator isn't about speaking perfectly every single time you talk. It's about being flexible, thinking about the people that you're communicating with, and making sure that your message is clear and respectful.